You are listening to The Three Intuitive Healers with Heather Nicholson, Angela Johnson, and Stephanie Gonzalez. Produced by The Three Intuitive Healers Show. Visit thethreeintuitivehealers.com for articles and podcast shows discussing our personal insights and sharing our experiences with you. It is our belief that every human is an intuitive and every human has the capacity to heal. We'll take you along with us on a journey of self-growth and healing so you too can open your mind, heart, and life to the healing magic within. Thank you for tuning into the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. I'm your host, Heather Nicholson.
Angela Johnson.
I'm Stephanie Gonzalez. Okay, ladies, I got something for you to expand upon when I share what's been going on with me and the concept that life will mirror back to us what is happening in our thoughts and in our life. So I've been having, not quite Caddyshack, but I've been having a little struggle with the squirrels in my garden because they buried quite a cache of acorns throughout my garden. And after the rain and with the sun, little oak trees are springing up everywhere. Aww. So there's enough oak trees behind me and I don't want any in the actual garden. So I just go and I take them out. And my focus has been on the nuisance of the squirrels. Bad enough the bird seed. Now they're just burying all these acorns everywhere and I've got more work to do pulling weeds, pulling oak trees. So the other day when I was doing that, I thought for a moment, this is probably an opportunity to learn something. I wanted to change my angst at them to what could it be? So I pulled up one of the little saplings. And when I looked at it, it just was my epiphany and my aha, because an acorn is a very, very hard shell. It's just like it can look like a little bomb. You know, it's long, elongated. It's tubular kind of, and very, very hard. But when it gets the right elements, it's been put in the ground, it got water, it's got heat, it cracks open. And inside of it is a actual real seed that then begins to form the tree. And I thought about it and I thought, what would life be reflecting back? And this was just this weekend and it was the first weekend in February. And I thought, what has happened already in 2021, which has been me removing some roadblocks and some barriers in my own life through my belief system, talking to you all that we shared previously in some of our discussions, and also in just releasing the Ponder This writing, which was a big block for me to step into being seen, being read. And so I thought about it and I thought, how do you resonate with this little tree? And it was quite profound for me that I've cracked open. I've since cracked open and there's new growth coming out of me and a new opportunity. And when I did that, it brought such a joy to see that when I was so closed, obviously no life was going to come out of it. And yet the right elements, and that's with you all and my own beliefs and healing and all, have given me the perfect circumstances to now continue to grow another side of me. So as I pulled up these little saplings, I had changed my attitude from these horrible pesky squirrels are putting this big mess in my garden to, I get it. I really get it. These little squirrels have actually been messengers, you know, dropping these little signs for me to take that, really see it, really feel it, really hear it. And again, I consider that magical. For me, it's always magical.
I wonder if you can take the saplings and give them away to people who might want them.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute, but what about the saplings?
I think we've gone off course here and now we're talking.
Heather, no, I'm so glad you were, somebody else was caught up on the saplings.
This love story has a sad end, right?
Well, you know, I know. you listeners out there are asking the same thing, like what's happening with the saplings? Like, you can give those to people. So give them away. No, but that's very interesting. I know usually when people talk about mirroring, it's something on the more negative side of things, that people are responding back to them that what they're not liking. And I know that's a lot for the case, but this is a great reminder. You know, not everything is always negative.
It reminds me of what one of my teachers used to tell me about bringing the spiritual lessons off the mat and into our life. You're not just having these little moments pass you by, but you're using them. You're saying, okay, how can, it reminds me of tarot, honestly. It's a bit of a Rorschach. This event is happening in my life. I can just make it a nuisance and get it over with and get on with my day. Or I could take an opportunity and say, I'm open to a deeper message if there's one to be had. And then you sat with it until it arrived and you're richer for it. You're better for it. So I really love that sort of actively using the minutiae of our lives to spell out the spiritual goals that we're trying to achieve. I think you married that really nicely.
And it's true, because they'll probably continue to grow, you know, until all the acorns have been found. But every time I see one now, it now is going to reflect back to me, oh my gosh, look what I accomplished, or look what's happened to me, or how lucky am I that this is where I'm at this point in my life. So it becomes, not only did I just change my focus from negative to positive, but now it's actually, it becomes this like a vitamin for my soul, right? It keeps feeding me more of what I need to continue to expand and be comfortable and self-love and self-heal.
And isn't that, so, you know, we're talking about how does life mirror back to you? Isn't that great that now that was totally in your control to take something that was a complete annoyance and would be something that would be annoying you for months, and now it's going to be an actual moment of joy for you? That was you choosing the reality that you wanted to play in and assigning what was happening to you mm-hmm. meaning. And that's where we start to, you know, people talk about timelines and creating having influence over the world around us. You just demonstrated it in that little moment of you took something that could have been a negative, you mm-hmm. chose to not make it a negative in exactly. a very meaningful way, not in a plaster over your feelings of annoyance. You actually transformed your feelings about it. That's amazing. That's why some people, you know, with this whole pandemic thing, people are having such different experiences, and it doesn't necessarily align with whether or not their job was taken away or whether or not they are at risk for getting COVID. There's something else going on. People are having very different experiences in the world right now based on how they are actively assigning meaning to the events in their lives.
I like that.
And it brings for me it's the thought process that in order to see magic, you have to believe in it. So I'm the one putting the meaning into this scenario. And it doesn't matter if anyone else sees it that way or not. But to me, it becomes a valuable message or sign or reflection. In this mm-hmm. case, it was reflection. Mm-hmm. And that is how we create magic. You know, magic is not, your magic is not the same for me, and my magic's not the same for you. And when we learn that we, not only do we create it, but we, and I think Heather said that before, we create the language that we understand it by and that we communicate with. It's our language. And it is so fun when you start doing it and realizing, if I'm going to put meaning to this and it's going to mean something to me, I've created magic, and that's all that matters. I don't need to validate it. I don't need someone to prove it. I don't need to ask the squirrels, and I don't need anything
that's
other than
you, especially like not having to prove it.
See, Heather picked up on that, right?
No, yes,
validation
I did.
Needed.
Yeah. And I'm curious, Angela, like for our listeners, sometimes they may not know what mirroring is. What's your definition of mirroring?
Oh my goodness.
what is my definition of marrying? Okay, so I guess when I say, gosh, you're stumping me. It's one of those things where you're like, you know what the word means, but use it.
Yeah.
Okay, so mirroring to me, I guess, means I'll start to notice the overall tone of my days. Like if I look at the emotional tone of my days, and they tend to reflect the overall emotional tone of my predominant thoughts. So if I'm, and that's not to say you have to be happy, happy, joy, joy, otherwise something horrible is going to happen. But just sort of what's the energy I'm marinating in? And after a couple of days, if I keep marinating in that same energy, I start to notice events in my life start to pop up, or I interpret events in my life in such a way that they mirror my thoughts. Does any of that make sense? I feel like.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I know for me, it was a little hard to come up with a very sound, like, what is mirroring? Like, how do you convey to somebody what mirroring is? And for me, the definition of mirroring was, I was seeing something in the other person that I didn't like about myself.
Which is sort of the traditional way people
interpret. Very traditional. And yeah. I think some of our listeners may not know what the term mirroring is. So I was trying to keep it kind of, you know, like the traditional way. Yeah.
I think you're right. And I didn't mean to jump all over you. It's just I now have a coherent thought. So I thought I would share it with you. So when we first thought we would discuss this topic, what I was going to bring to the table in terms of what is mirroring in my life right now is the fact that for me, getting through this portion of the pandemic right now, I am not able to check out in any way, even though I can work from home. And even though, you know, I have all these, I could conceivably not watch the news, not worry about anything, and just do my little job and leave the worries to my husband, but I can't. And my boss is going through something right now that I actually have to be more in the quote unquote 3D world than ever before. And so it's been an interesting mirroring in the fact that my goal is to help other people navigate the world in a spiritual way. And here I am being forced at a time where I would love to just listen to Abhijam and Sandra Walter and do our little podcast and like truly segregate from a lot of what's going on in the world. And I can't, I'm not going to leave my husband to emotionally carry the burden of what this pandemic has done to us financially. I'm not going to leave my boss, who's like a brother, to navigate what he has to navigate alone. So I'm like mired in, I'm woven into people's lives in a way right now. And I'm having to do it in a way that, like Sandra Walter says, care, but do not carry, which is what I want to teach others. So life to me is mirroring opportunities for me to walk the talk of what I say I want, how I want to help people. Life's been like, okay, here you go. Boom. Practice it before you put your shingle up. I'm actually walking the talk right now.
That's a really good example, Angela. That's great. Because again, it's a reflection of what's in our beliefs and what's in our thoughts. And sometimes they're negative, and you will see that if you continue to have annoyances in your life, people that you're having confrontations with, bad luck. And I say that quotation marks, you know, what's going on internally to you that is the reflection you're seeing. And on the positive side, when you're feeling of joy, when you're in peace, when you're in gratitude, most likely your experiences are going to be positive. People are going to come in who are helpful, who are in the same mindset, vibration, and are reflecting back to you what you're reflecting back out. Mm-hmm. And we all change. It's certainly for me, I can say I'm never 100% in a positive mode and it's all good. But I can tell you for sure, having now learned to utilize and to respect this concept, when I do start getting things I do not enjoy, then I will sit with it and see where my issues lie, and I will change it immediately because I do not want to have negative experiences. Now, that's not to say they're bad. There's certainly a lot of growth in experiences that we don't like when we have resistance or we have negativity. It's an opportunity, but I want to keep my peace and usually my peace.
Your epiphany this morning, or I think it was this morning, was based on a negative.
Yes, at first, exactly.
If it was all sunshine and roses, you wouldn't have that epiphany. So they do serve a purpose, but you don't want to, as Heather would say, you don't want to go borrowing trouble.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to marinate.
Exactly.
I will give you a cool example that happened this morning. My husband has really been learning, even though he would never be woo-woo like us, right? But he's starting to embrace some of the ideas of, you know, what you focus on can manifest, where your energy flows, manifestation goes, or whatever that is. This morning, his business, the landlord who owns the property, reached out to him and said, okay, you know, we're going to need rent. And he's been closed since March. And he just took it in. He's like, okay, I'm not going to stress out about this. I'm just going to sort of sit with it. And then the next email was a grant he had applied for. And no, even better. It came an hour later. So it wasn't even in the inbox. He said that he checked his email again an hour later. And the notice came from a grant he had applied for that would cover that perfectly. So it's literally like you have a need, you release, you say, you know, I want to be supported. And here the universe came and was like, boom.
I love that. That's right.
He went to that place. That's a lovely mirroring.
Oh, it is. He went to a place of trust, acceptance, and faith and calm. And he received right back what he was feeling. It came because it was a match.
Yeah.
And we got to wonder, had that not been the case and there would have been fear and storming, then, you know, not to say the grant would have never came, but probably wouldn't have came that day, right?
Right.
It just, you know, wouldn't have been in that opportunity. And then he had to feel like, oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. I didn't need to go to that place of worry and distress and anger and all that. I just stayed in the calm, in the faith. Look at that. That's wonderful.
And we had a great conversation about how money is energy. And so he was just a conduit. He just let there was the need on one side of him and money on the other. And he just let the money flow through him to the need. So that was a really cool little in the moment, you're on the right track.
And that's a really good example too, to when we break it down into the micro here in our lives, because for all of us, we can look out into the world and see the chaos and see disease and see lockdowns and see financial issues and, you know, health issues, what have you. But in our micro world, that's where we can control. That's where we can continue to get what we need in order to stay in a place of peace and good health and positive mindset. So we're not only helping ourselves and our family and our friends and our neighborhood, it just grows and grows, our community, our state, our world, and the whole. So for anyone that looks out the window and sees all the negative, perhaps you're looking too big, too far. Bring it in to your home, bring it into your workplace, in the smallest areas you have, just to find out where you can make the adjustments in order to get that positive result you so desire. And from there, you can't help but have a new version of how you see things. It's because your heart opens up and it will now see as your eyes do. And if you give it that opportunity, the same circumstance yesterday that was unimaginable and horrible, today will have a whole different perception if you're seeing it through a different light. And that's with your heart and that's with your faith and your hope.
And, you know, to build on that, to honor your feelings. We're not saying ignore the frustration, but start to look at it like Stephanie did when she was gardening. This annoyance, it was truly annoying. Those little trees weren't going anywhere. They were there. So once you accept that, once you accept it, then there's this moment where you can be like, okay, but can I use this to teach me? Or what is this trying to tell me? And then, like you said, it kicks in this whole motion of now it's not even an annoyance, or because people are going through big things. Like if you've lost your job, if you're scared, if rent's here, that's big. But maybe once the fear of it is out, and once you're in that, maybe then you can start to see what can I get out of this? If I have to be here, can I learn anything from it? Can there be a silver lining to this, like you said, that will be a benefit to me? So either I don't have to be back here again, or I just come out of this a richer person.
And start small. Start small. Because it's not going to be an overnight process, and it's not going to make your pain go away necessarily. Your fear is just not going to vanish. But again, what it's going to do is just give you an opportunity to see some positive in your own situation, and it will continue to grow. It just does, because you're changing your energy, your vibration, your mindset, your beliefs, and it's allowing everything else to change. It's like liquid. Right. And I don't know what that liquid stuff is. That sewer stuff that moves all over the place. Heather, you know, all the titles. Here we go.
Plasma?
Plasma.
Well, I love the fact that all this started with an acorn, you know, literally this little seed of what could be greater. This little thing can turn into this huge thing.
Everything has a purpose and a role, and not everything is expected to grow to fruition. Right? There's an opportunity for something to have value or a lesson in its moment, and it may expire and never get to be what it was. And that's why we're not overrun by oak trees or poison ivy or whatever the case, right? There's some stuff lives to reproduce and to give back, and some stuff does not. And it's not a dislike of what your issue is. Look beyond that there's too much or not enough or you don't want it in that place. Look at, why is it coming up? Could there be something else? Because if it's one thing, so say it just happened one day, I probably would have never paid attention to it, right? If I found one little oak, I'd be like, oh, look at this, a little acorn opened up, went on. But the fact that it grabbed my attention, and in an annoying way, so then my attention went to it, was an opportunity to study it. How about you, Heather? Any little thing that you could recommend or that has happened to you?
Sometimes mirroring is just a way for you to come from a place of compassion. So I remember, you know, with my boss, I had been doing a lot of, okay, what is he mirroring back to me that I don't like that I see in myself? And I finally came to a place where I had done the work, and, you know, I started recognizing some of the stuff that he does and I did myself. So I worked on trying to release that. But once I got to that point of releasing, I couldn't figure out why he just kept on driving me bananas, and just the stuff that he would do and just try to cheat people out of their money. It was a time for me to come from compassion and stop seeing myself in another person. So, and that's what I did. I finally, when I said, he's doing the best that he can with what he knows, and that's all he knows, because he keeps himself in a box and he keeps himself limited, where, you know, I'm choosing to go past this place. And once I had compassion in my heart, that's all he knows and that's all he's going to do. I didn't feel sorry for him, but I was able to come from compassion. And then I just vibrated my energy out of there. Like, another job came up and I moved out and moved on. And so.
And you didn't have to hate him. You didn't have to fight with him.
I didn't. And it was so much better. After I came from a place of compassion, like, he could do anything. Like, he started ripping into me and dropping F-bombs. And I was like, love and light. I was like, oh, that's adorable. Bye. So, you know, and it's just, it made all the world a difference, because nothing would attach to me and it would just, like, off a water off a duck's back. It was,
you didn't
so
take
easy.
It personally.
I didn't, because I realized that it has nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. So how are we going to explain this? If it had nothing to do with you, why was it mirroring to you? So how don't we not confuse
it
the stopped. Listeners?
So, okay. So once I came from a place of compassion, I realized that he stopped being a mirror. I didn't resonate with anything. I wasn't getting mad at him. He could drop the F-bombs and just, you know.
In essence, he was not right. Like you say, he was no longer a mirror. So he was exactly. in your life, but he was not mirroring back because you were not going to match that behavior. You were not going to match that mindset. Gotcha. And it moved, like you said, then it moves. The mirror moves.
You
the
took focus the test.
Goes to something else.
Yeah, you took the test. You passed it. The proctor is still there, mm-hmm. but you don't keep taking the test from him.
Yeah.
You know, until you're allowed to leave the room.
Yeah. And it was so empowering, too.
That's really cool. That's a really good one to show, right, how the mirror, what became a problem when you're, if you were matching the situation, the person, it would stay with you and until one of you changed the behavior or something changed to leave. But you understood it and you diffused it and it went on. It just separated. It was no longer an issue.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's a great way of helping people understand that the control and the power was always in your capacity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How you saw it.
Once I worked on myself internally, mm-hmm. I went in within, and then afterwards, now I gave compassionately out and it just stopped.
And you still defended your boundaries. It's not about being a doormat, like, you're here for a reason. So, you know, you still lovingly defend your boundaries, but it's like, I'm going to learn from you what I need to learn from you. And then once you've learned it, it's like, okay.
That reminds me, over this weekend, I had this dream where I was talking to my brokers, and then I was kind of giving them a little finger wagging at them, like they're not doing their job.
In your dream?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it pans to my house. I don't know whose house this was because it's not my current one, but my mom was there and we were talking about cleaning out the house and getting rid of stuff. And then there was this monk following my mom around, and he was wearing this brown, like friar monk kind of guy. And I didn't like him, but I wasn't saying anything as he was there with my mom. And then my mom goes to the kitchen, and I give the guy the side eye, and I look at him. I said, I don't like you. You need to leave this house now and get out. All of a sudden he starts saying these words. And then in my living room, there's this black, dark energy that started forming. And all of a sudden, I was like, what the hell is going on? I was getting pissed. So then all of a sudden, I started getting scared because it was like reverberating in my ears. It was so loud. And then I'm watching this dark energy form. And I immediately wake up from my dream. And as I'm waking up, I'm hearing him chanting in my head, trying to conjure this energy. And so I immediately stop and I separate myself from the fear, trying to understand what was going on, because I haven't felt fear in a very long time. And I was just like, why am I scared? And I'm like, what's going on? So I was assessing out the feelings, but I'm feeling this fear grow and grow and grow as I'm detached from it. So it was so weird. And then I call in my team. I call in Archangel Michael and I call in Archangel Gabriel. And I asked them, I said, can you please check out my property to see if there is something here? Because I haven't been afraid in a very long time. And I want to make sure. So it was taken care of. And then all of a sudden I stopped being scared. And then I said, I heard, okay. And I said, was there anything there? And there, and I heard, we took care of it for you. I was like, oh, there was something there. I was like, holy cow. Alrighty. So, and then it just came in that it's time for spring cleaning. And I wasn't the only person that's been having issues with beings coming into their house and kind of like picking on them. So yeah. And I asked if there's other people in my life that need to clean out their house. And I got yes. And I said, okay, I'll put the message out. But yeah, it was a very interesting. And then, so I woke up in the morning and I came downstairs because it was 5 o'clock and I was like, yeah, I'll go work on the website. So as I go back upstairs to get some water, my mom's like, oh, good morning. She's like, there was a lot of commotion going on in the living room. Did you hear it? And I was like, there's my validation. I was like, that was crazy. So what is fear? What is negative emotions? Because it all comes back to us. I'm so curious.
Well, fear only exists in your mind. That's a big concept, right? Because as you tell about it, you're feeling it, you're knowing it, you experienced it. But it's not my fear. I can't relate to it, right? Because
right.
It's not in me. But it exists. It's true. It right. really happened.
And to but me, it's, yeah. Like when I texted you, it's interesting. I don't believe in negative energy, but I believe that there is darker energy that is just void of light, that is full of anger and pain. So that I do believe in, but I
well,
don't
and I agree
believe,
with that. So,
yeah.
But so I don't you're not believe. Right. So you're not saying it was this entity, you know, coming out to get you, a demon or what have you. You're saying it was the emotions of negativity, of fear, of
I have no
anger.
It
okay.
felt outside of myself. It didn't feel like it was me. It kind of felt like when I
right.
was
it still could be passing by yeah. and be not yours, right? It could be
yeah.
just
something that is not of the light and
right.
it's full of
right.
anger and
right. Just like germs are floating around at
yeah.
all given time. Some come to you, some don't, some, you know, make you sick, some won't.
Right.
It's the same thing. I mean, people are spewing negativity on a regular basis. So it's just all around us. And this one got caught in your gravitational force, try to make a nest. You're just like, out of here. This
you
is
know,
not
I
your
think,
place.
I think it's attached to my mom. I really do.
Okay. Okay. Well, see, that makes sense then, because then there's some kind of a welcoming beam, if you will. Right.
Yeah. Interesting. I felt like because your mom is starting to get rid of old stuff, that I think that is an outward manifestation for maybe some inner work she's doing. And I think she might have been the safe harbor for a lot of negative energy, or even possibly entities who are like, wait, we were safe here. And so to me, I do think that there is quote unquote evil and negativity if you're in the dream. If you go above it, it's all God. It's all the same thing. But just as, you know, we're all God, but you can have someone who's actively trying to, let's say, kill you. When you're in the dream, it's very one-on-one, very real. So I don't know. I feel like it's your mother's stuff. I feel like you didn't come at it with fear. You were just like, boom. So there was no place for it to attach to. You know, when you felt like overwhelmed by it, you called in the backup, but you weren't. You were afraid, but you weren't powerless. You used
right.
the fear to get you into action. And
right.
then like you never lost your head. You just kept, you were like, no,
right.
this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I think it's very cool. And I think you're right. I think it has to do with your mother starting to free some stuff up and get higher energy and vibe herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's stuff that's like now homeless. And because everybody's sort of rising up and ascending, all that lower energy and entities don't really know what to do.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
It was my impression of it.
Yeah.
And it was immediately gone when you
yeah.
had the assistance.
Yeah.
And this is the second time that you've kind of felt like you've had something in recent times. Third time?
Remember she was third time going down?
Yeah, and that was my own. I knew that was me. That was what you would consider like a dark soul of the night, just a huge releasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to transmute it.
Forest.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And mm-hmm, yeah. And the one that I had to do in Zion, that was not me,
mm-hmm.
which was some type of elemental.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy, but I wasn't scared then either one. This was the only one where it was just like, it kept on growing, but that's so true. You know, I could see the fear being from something else, and I was picking up on it because I felt detached from it.
And I do think, you know, there's different dimensions. There's different, we don't know all the realities. We don't know how it all
yeah.
works yet. So yeah, I do think there are entities around that are from a different dimension or whatnot that probably can come in and out. And if you resonate with them and they're like, oh great, I get to stay in this world if as long as I'm attached to you.
I have a feeling that's what was going on with my mom. I was like, get off my lawn.
What about stirring old energies up? So just like viruses, bacteria lays dormant, you know, and I'll use the King Tut, right? When they open the tomb and that fresh air went in there and some of the earlier explorers believe that they got cursed. It got sick. There was a lot of deaths after it. But could it be also like you were spring cleaning? Was that before or after? Was that after they said
that was
spring
cleaning? We were talking about cleaning out stuff.
Yeah, and right. Removing so stuff. Could it be like when you start stirring stuff up, then stuff comes up, you know, to be shed? Mm-hmm. So it could have been there. It lies dormant.
Yeah, yeah, stuff comes up. I mean, like when I know I get the crazy bag of cats in my head and it's just like regurgitation, like it just doesn't stop. Blah, 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 blah. I know that that I'm about to level up to the next level. Mm-hmm. And that just strap myself into the seat because that's where we're going. Which makes sense because I leveled up this weekend too. That's weird.
So it'll, yeah, it would make sense that these things would come up.
Yeah.
To deal with it.
Yeah, yeah, because they can't match the vibration that I hold in this house and this property if they're still attached to my mom.
And my her having the intention to start releasing things and letting mm-hmm. go of things.
Exactly.
Gonna start kicking it up, even if she hasn't gone through the motions yet of actively throwing things out. Because all that stuff has deep emotional ties to her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, that's really interesting.
All right, ladies, I think that's all the time that we have today. We'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in to the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. We hope you're able to find the healing magic within.
Thank you for listening to us on the Three Intuitive Healers podcast show. Remember, when we open ourselves to healing, we positively affect our environment. This podcast represents the opinion of the three intuitive healers and their guests to the show. The content should not be taken as medical or psychological advice and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Each person is unique, so please consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not represent that of our places of work. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we share is accurate, no guarantee is given regarding the accuracy of any statements or opinions made in this podcast.